This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, October 18th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from the live music capital of the world, Austin, Texas, is Becca Martin Brown. She's features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Howdy, Becca.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you finding Austin?
Well, I don't think I'm going to see much of Austin as a live music capital because I'm here for a wedding.
I see.
So that means that, you know, pretty much every event is prescribed and directed. But it's a beautiful city.
It really is. Lots of good food, lots of good music. It's a good place to be.
Well, and you could be doing things here like seeing Elton John in concert or seeing Les Mis or seeing Macbeth.
Well, you know what? In the last year, I could have seen Elton John in Fayetteville. I could have seen Les Mis, any number of places in Northwest Arkansas. I could have seen Macbeth. So, yeah.
And there you go. Which is why we're so cool.
That's right.
So if you're home and cooler than I am.
Yes.
Here's some things you can be doing.
Okay.
Beauty and the Beast is on this weekend at the Walton Arts Center.
Five shows over the weekend.
Proving it can still happen. True love with a beast. No, wait, that's something else. Anyway, tickets range from $39 to $73. Showtimes are 7 o'clock today, 2 and 7:30 Saturday, and 2 and 7:30 Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's Harvest Music Festival weekend.
Yes, it is.
Yonder Mountain String Band is one of the headliners this year. Also on the main stage are the Tedeschi Trucks Band with Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi. And, oh, I scored points for knowing who he was at breakfast this morning.
Oh, I bet you did. I bet you did.
They have a new album, Made Up Mind, earlier this year, and they perform tonight at 10. Railroad Earth is at 7:45 tomorrow, and Yonder Mountain String Band wraps it up at 9:45 tomorrow night at Mulberry Mountain. Two-day passes are $105. It's also Fall Crafts Fair weekend, which is about as far from a music festival as you can get.
But both attract a lot of people.
They do, and they are all over the place. At Bella Vista, at the Jones Center in Springdale, at the Convention Center in Springdale, and the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers, at Spanker Creek Farm in Bella Vista through Sunday, of course, out at War Eagle, and at Frisco Station Mall in Rogers, and there is a complete list in today's What's Up.
Very good.
And finally, it's that time of year when small children run around with pumpkins.
Because it's close to Halloween?
I guess, or because everybody buys pumpkins in the fall.
Sure.
They don't even cut them up necessarily. They just chase them around. And one of the pumpkin patches is at Sequoia United Methodist Church. They say Alec Carter, who works with us, did this roundup and says it's the eighth year, but it seems like a lot longer than that to me.
I agree.
But it is one of the places you can go and buy pumpkins, and if you do, you will be benefiting their youth mission trips.
And go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say they're open 10 to 7 Monday through Friday and 9:30 to 7:30 Saturday and noon to 7:30 Sunday.
And all sorts of autumnal and Halloween events are happening. And, of course, What's Up is a great source to find out just when and where, correct?
Lists. Lots of lists. We have many lists. Check with us on things both fun and spooky, and wish me luck in Austin.
Well, if you want things fun and spooky in Austin, don't forget, you can go, I think it's the Congress Street Bridge. If I'm wrong, someone will email me and correct me. But bats upon bats upon bats come out at sunset.
Really?
Yes, right over the river. It's
ooh.
It's why the Austin hockey minor league hockey team was called the Ice Bats. It's quite a show.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you, Kyle. Is there anything you don't know?
Oh, there's plenty I don't know. There's plenty. Thank you, Becca.
Well, I'll check with you Sunday and see if you've learned anything new.
Actually, you'll be talking to Christina Sunday because I'll be at I'll be at a wedding myself in Baltimore, so I'll be out of town.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, then. Have a safe trip.
Thank you very much. I'll talk to you on Tuesday. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.